TMS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It is Wednesday, September 6th, 2017. The BNS podcast, Beckler along with Shauna.
Number two.
Episode two.
It's we're already old here. News. Yeah.
How are you doing today, Shauna?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm bagged. I slept like an hour last night.
Oh, God.
Just one of those nights. Everything was hot and sweaty and the boys were up. And
that was me last night.
Yeah.
Sorry, two nights ago. Yeah. Rough sleep. It's tough to get up this early when you have to do that.
People have asked how we adjusted to waking up at 4 o'clock and coming in and like being on the radio at that time. And I don't find getting up tough. It's the pressure to fall asleep.
Yes. Especially when the sun's still out.
Yeah.
It's really hard to settle yourself down when like the sun's out. People are still playing nice. Outside. The kids are still playing outside and I have to be going to bed.
And you watch the clock and you're like, all right, it's 11. I got 5 hours sleep.
That's the worst.
Okay, it's 12 now down to 4.
Yeah.
Although I guess there are a lot of people that have to go do really important jobs on nights of sleep like that. Not us.
No.
There's like soldiers and paramedics and people who operate heavy equipment.
Meanwhile, I can roll in with no pants on and just make fart jokes.
Yeah. If we frig up, nobody cares. No. So the worst thing we could do is swear, which we can do here on the podcast.
We can.
Ass.
Have you seen that new commercial from Mothers Against Drunk Driving? It's the one with the joint.
No, I'm familiar with the songs.
Right.
Like designated driver,
yeah.
Pull an overnighter, don't drink and drive.
Super catchy.
I think that's actually Arrive Alive. Did you ever hear this one, Shauna? This one is a good one. I think
to myself, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Makes me think I'm in the club.
This is a jam.
In the club.
DJ, can you put on that DUI song?
Drink and drive. Yeah, that one. So there's a new one, though, and it is for, of course, smoking weed while driving, because that's coming to the forefront.
Right.
As weed is becoming legal, is you can't do that either.
I don't think I've seen this one.
Okay, so here's a little clip of it.
And he fell. Well, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
So that right there. That was the, that's the joint guy, okay?
That's a joint talking.
He's a joint that's speaking to this guy, and then there's a beer can as well that's talking to a guy, and the guy's debating getting to the car. So, the joint guy has that stereotypical stoner voice. Did you hear that? Like,
yeah, the...
Toke, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
Like, listen to
this
guy.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting...
That joint isn't a very good influence on Dave, is he?
It's a terrible influence.
He's encouraging him to drive under the influence.
He also has, yes, that voice. It changes
Dave,
immediately.
Man.
Yeah. Dave, where did that come from? Yeah,
I don't know.
Where did the stereotypical stoner voice come from? Because everything when it involves weed has that voice. We make fun of it as well.
Yeah, and it's voice. Not like you smoke weed and automatically start talking like that.
That's what it starts to sound like, though, is you instantly say dude a lot more. Like,
dude.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Got any more of those reefers, man?
And then you're not on weed. Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
I do know some stoners who talk like that, but I think they talk like that anyways. I don't think it's the weed that's doing it to them.
No. And I think that's probably what it is surf culture, let's say, is associated with marijuana. So you kind of combine the two and make that your stereotypical stoner voice.
Yeah, or people try to live up to the stereotype that they want to be, right?
Right.
It's like, this. I'm a stoner. This is how I'm supposed to talk.
It's like my friend Boobs, who likes to pretend that she's a ditzy girl sometimes. Drives me bat crap crazy.
Like she acts dumber than she is?
Yes. She uses like a whole lot more than normal. And she'll be like, hey, like, that's so cool. Like, oh my God. And I'm like, that is not how you speak. What are you doing?
Whose voice is that, Boobs?
Yes. That's not yours. Give it back.
I think the stoner voice and stuff came from way back to Eastern Chong days.
Nobody talked like that before
wow,
that?
Oh, man, Dave's not home. No, it's Dave. No, Dave's not home, man.
That's quite a cultural influence if those two guys were able to get a generation of stoners to start talking like that.
Absolutely.
We just got a message as well saying the stoner origins, Sean Penn's Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I could hear that for sure.
Except Cheech and Chong were before that, right?
Right. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was 1982.
Yeah. And
that's true.
Were in the 70s.
Spicoli does talk like that, though.
Yeah.
What's your problem, dude? Oh, you dick.
Actually, Keanu Reeves just has that voice.
Yeah, that could easily be a Keanu Reeves impression, too.
Yeah.
And he's from Vancouver, right?
Oh, my God.
We're starting to piece this all together.
We've got this.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Okay, so this poll came out, and it shows that Connor McDavid, Connor McJesus.
McJesus, McHypner.
The most popular Albertan.
Of all of us? Of all... almost 4 million of us, he's the most popular?
Yeah, people voted on Connor McDavid being the most popular.
Okay, so Edmonton is clearly making up for that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's a ton of people in Calgary voting for him.
Nope.
And two, that doesn't set the bar real high for us, does it?
No.
I mean, we've got astronauts from here. We have people who have started billion-dollar tech companies. And instead, guy who plays for the Oilers?
Yeah, how old is he again?
19, maybe? Some 19-year-old kid with no personality? That's our most popular resident? Oh, okay.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Who else is on the list?
Well, I guess Brian Jean was up there as well.
Brian Jean? Who did this poll?
Johnny Gaudreau in there, too. He's number two, I guess.
Okay.
It was Johnny Gaudreau. Bo Levi Mitchell, right up there as well. Now, I'm assuming that this was swayed by sports fans, obviously.
It sounds like it.
Because Connor McDavid being number one by Johnny Gaudreau. It's just like, come on, do we not have anybody else?
And where was Brian Jean?
He was, I think he was tied there with Johnny Gaudreau.
For number two?
Yeah. They did it where they weighted it in different ways, and they said his weight brought him below, but he was also scoring fairly high, rather.
I'm going to say this, and this is coming from a place of complete nonpartisanship, but if Brian Jean was the second most popular Albertan, don't you think he would have won the election?
You think so?
I'm questioning the methodology of this poll.
It's true, but come on. Like,
three
also,
athletes and Brian Jean.
Is Connor McDavid even considered Albertan yet? Like, how long has he lived in Edmonton? Like, he's not from Edmonton. He's not from Alberta. He's from Ontario.
Yeah. So. Although, how long do you have to live here to be considered Albertan? That's I've been here like 4 years, and at this point, I would consider myself a transplant.
Yeah.
In Albertan, yeah.
Yeah, I would never say I was you know, grew up here, though, or raised here or anything. I say I now live in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to even call myself an Albertan. I love it. Like, I would love to do that, but even then, I'd feel like people would be like, oh, so you grew up here then.
But you can't say that you're Ontarian. Is that the word? Ontarian?
Ontarabolan?
Ontarian? So be like, oh, where do you live? Calgary? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And I mean, I'm a dirty Sasky at heart.
Okay. So he can call himself Albertan, and then I can give him a pass on that. But Connor McDavid, at least have a little personality, hang out with us a little. I don't know. Have a couple drinks with us, share some funny stories.
I don't think Connor has ever had a drink. I don't think so. So as I'm sure you know, Shauna is from Ontario, the Toronto area.
Brampton.
You're a Jays fan?
Yep.
I'm a Boston Red Sox fan. They're playing right now in a series, and last night's game went 19 innings.
More than two full baseball games. Almost three. I was like, you should just keep going. Make it three full games. Really get your money's worth.
I was hoping we'd see some position players start to pitch where they bring in like a left fielder.
I love that. And I actually had to go to bed. It's the first time that I've actually just said I'm not watching this full game because I would have gotten zero sleep. So
yep. And yeah. What time would it have been on the East Coast where that game was happening?
Oh my God, so late.
Like 1 a.m, 2 a.m? How many people at the ballpark do you think like have other jobs and had to get to work the next day? They're like, wrap it up here, boys.
Oh, probably so many. That being said, you'd hope that if you work at the ballpark, you're actually passionate about ball.
Yeah, that's true. I know like the grounds crew at Fenway is made up of a lot of university students who I think are studying horticulture and they're working on the nicest grass in the world.
You'd hope that they get a pass, you know? Just like, well, you know, we were up late. Yeah, exactly. I was at Fenway. It should just be the pass for anything. Really? Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Red Sox ended up winning, but as we talked about on the show today, there might be some shenanigans going on with that baseball team.
Big shenanigans. I'm calling massive shenanigans. I was listening to people talk about your team, the Red Sox, yesterday, Beckler.
Yeah, I knew you were going to want to bring this up.
Of course. Yeah, they admitted. The Red Sox themselves admitted that they used Apple Watches to steal signs against the Yankees.
So I think they used the Apple Watch to relay the sign to the batter.
Yeah, it says Red Sox training staff were caught looking at Apple Watches in the dugouts and then relaying the messages to players.
Right.
Which is amazing. Quite hilarious. After this was all came to light, though, then they accused the Yankees. The Red Sox accused the Yankees of using their television network, YES, their YES network, for doing the same thing, stealing signs.
We're not cheaters. You're cheaters. Yeah. Well, we're cheaters, but you're cheaters too.
You're cheaters worse.
Stealing signs isn't against the rules, but using electronics to relay the information is.
Yes. So there was a big discussion about this because, as you said, a lot of people steal signs. Every team does it in one way or another. It's not one of those things that you openly discuss, but it is the Apple Watch that made this an issue.
My favorite thing about this is that the organization claims that the manager, John Farrell, had no idea this was going on. How do you not know this is happening in your own dugout? What are you doing during the game? If you're missing this, everyone's crowded around looking at some guy's fancy watch and you don't know what's happening? Come on.
Granted, if there's nothing that ties him directly to this, of course he's going to deny it because he doesn't want to deal with
fines.
But
then he looks like an idiot.
It's true. He does look like an idiot. It's your team, though. I have something, though, bigger.
What's that?
I have a conspiracy, Beckler.
About this whole thing?
About this whole thing.
Well, hang on a second here.
Please. Good day.
We need our conspiracy corner music. Beckler along with Shauna. What is the theory on this one, Shauna?
That this whole thing is a work by Apple. It's a grand Apple ad. Apple paid tons and tons of money to have their name associated to this. And I think this because, well, September 12th, the new iPhone announcement's happening. Exactly 7 days before, 1 week before, this whole thing comes to light. And if you read any article, you hear anybody talking about it, they say Apple Watch. It's always an Apple Watch. It's never a smartwatch. It's always Apple, and they're very clear about it. And they say it like 17 times each time this comes up.
Apple Watch.
It's the Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Yes. No, I did not use the Apple Watch. Yes, I did use the Apple Watch.
So the Red Sox get fined. Yep. Apple quietly pays it off.
Plus a lot more. Apple would pay tons. They'd be willing to do it. It's huge.
And in the meantime, everyone's like, wow, the Apple Watch is actually good for something. If the Red Sox are using it to cheat and win.
Yes. Apple's top of mind 7 days before this big announcement.
You're onto something here, Shauna.
Thank you.
This is quite plausible. I'm going to give this 19 shooters on the grassy knoll out of 10.
19
shooters on the knoll. Our highest rating ever.
That's our highest rating yet.
In 20 minutes or less.
Found a teacher's questionnaire that they hand out to students on the first day of school. You know those, like, get-to-know-you questionnaires that you had to answer?
I don't remember doing that. It's like an icebreaker exercise?
That's exactly it. Okay. Sometimes they'd make you stand in a circle and, like, say it out loud. Other times they'd make you fill things out so they got to know you.
Okay.
So I thought maybe I could ask you some of these questions to see how you'd answer.
Sure.
Okay, the first one. In a word, describe school.
In a word.
A word.
Describe school.
If you have to use a few words, I'm sure that's fine, too.
When I was in school, I would have said prison. Hear me out on this theory, though.
Okay.
Students are the inmates. Teachers are the guards. The principal is the warden. Recess is yard time. They both have cafeterias. Right?
Food's not ideal.
Yeah. It's prison for kids. It's like, we need somewhere to put you while your parents are at work. Go to kid prison.
Okay. All right. I'm sure if you wrote that, the teachers would be like, Jesus.
I'm a prison guard?
Yeah. This is terrifying. Okay. How about this? Who was the best teacher you had and why?
I would answer this differently because I know a lot of people like the fun teachers, but I like the teachers that you could tell were really into what they were teaching. Like, I had a history teacher and she wasn't all that thrilling or anything. No one would have listed her as their favorite teacher, but I remember she stood at the front of the class with no notes, and she would just talk about whatever today's lesson was on, about whatever part of whatever World War II we were studying. And I was just so impressed that she just, like, she knew all this by heart, and she was right, because she obviously was really interested in it.
That's pretty cool.
So teachers like that, teachers that actually cared about what they were teaching you, I definitely respected.
See, I had a university prof that was like that, and I really respected how knowledgeable he was, but it was the most boring. It was a 3-hour lecture every time, and it was him just talking and talking and talking. I'm like, you got to switch this up, man. I'm falling asleep.
Did I ever tell you about my brother's professor at University of Regina who used to get so worked up that he would have to mop himself off with a towel during his lectures, and there was only 3 students in the class? He would get so fired up that he'd have to stop and mop himself with a big guy towel.
It's
passion, though.
It's like those bands who, you know, have to maintain their energy even if they're playing for just 3 people. The prof, same,
just like that.
Same thing.
I'm still bringing a towel to class.
It's good. Okay, next one. What are your favorite things to do when you're not in class?
Depending on what, I don't know if I can answer this. Depending on what it was in high school, I definitely would have answered truthfully. Bible study.
Right, of course. Yeah. Okay, here's one more. What grade do you expect to earn on average?
That's a dirty question.
Oh.
That is a dirty question. That's like asking how much you expect to earn at a job. Like, yeah. Okay, $1 million. What does the job pay?
That's fair. Maybe they're looking to see if you're realistic or if you're, you know, just shooting for the stars here because you can.
Yeah, but don't you think that there are some teachers that kind of decide what average student you are at the beginning of the year and mark you that way for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm sure there's some sort of bias that will come into play. So if you write, I expect to earn a D, they'll probably be like, oh, I see the effort that you're putting into this class.
Right.
Great.
You say 100%, then every test, just like, ah, I just came up a little short. Yeah. Came just a little short.
I'm going to give him a few extra.
One year in high school, I made the honor roll, and I should not have made the honor roll because I wasn't even doing my assignments or anything. But I took work ed.
Yeah.
Which was two periods, so it was two credits, and it like really weighted my average. And I was like the only kid in the class who spoke English. So I made the honor roll, and I should not have made the honor roll.
By default,
I had a distinct advantage because
we can communicate, born in Canada. So good.
And that's the podcast for today.
We're done.
If you feel like leaving us a review or a rating on iTunes, even a negative one, please do.
I'm going to say just only positive or else just don't bother. Like, if you can't say something nice about it, just don't say anything at all. Didn't your mom ever teach you that?
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.